I thought that I might come on and let you know just a few things I know about Ernest Hemingway, as it was his birthday way back in the year of, I think, 1899. Yeah, let me double check that, 1899. He was born back in 1899, and he was born in Oak Park, Illinois, which isn't too far from us, you know. He started his career as a writer in a newspaper office in Kansas City, actually Kansas City, Missouri, not Kansas City, Kansas, although, I mean, they're not that far apart, are they? He started at age 17, and then right after that, he tried to enter World War I, but he had really bad eyesight, so they wouldn't let him join. But after he, I guess, kind of begged and pleaded with them a little bit, they decided that they would let him be a ambulance driver and serve with the Italian army. But that ended up being sort of a bad choice for him. He ended up seeing a lot of the real nasty parts of war that had a resounding effect on his life that would be reflected in his writing for years and years to come. Right after that, he ended up serving on the front lines, delivering injured troops from the front lines. He got injured by mortar fire. He was wounded, and he got awarded by the Italian government, and he spent a considerable amount of time after that in hospitals, where he, again, got to see some of the worst parts of what happens to soldiers in war. It's also important to remember that World War I was sort of the first really nasty war that the world saw. Everything else was much smaller before that, and then World War I was the biggest conflict that we had seen in a very, very long time. It was, millions and millions of people died. That was the first time, I think, in maybe since the times of Rome, that there had been a war of that size, just with that much on the line as well. After his return to the United States after the war, he became a reporter for Canadian and American newspapers and was soon sent back to Europe to cover such events as the Greek Revolution. During the 20s, Hemingway became a member of a group of Americans that lived in Paris, and he started doing all of his writing. He became what they call the one of the lost writers, one of the lost generation, people that were really very spiritually affected by what they had seen in World War I. He wrote such works as A Farewell to Arms, The Sun Also Rises, I think, was his first big important work. And A Farewell to Arms is actually interesting because it was it's almost autobiographical, because it's the study of an American ambulance officer's disillusionment in the war as he deserted his post. I guess it's not autobiographical because he didn't desert his post, but it's certainly a thing he might have thought about. It's a thing that was floating around in his brain, and I mean, it does seem especially personal. But Hemingway used his experiences as a reporter during the Civil War in Spain as a background for his most ambitious novel, For Whom the Bell Tolls. And that book actually had a resounding impact on his life also, because when he came back from that, he actually ended up getting divorced, and a lot of bad personal stuff happened in his life, like, you know, shortly thereafter as well. Among his later works, the most outstanding short novel that he wrote, probably my favorite thing that he wrote, is The Old Man in the Sea. He wrote that in the 50s. Story of an old fisherman's journey and his long, lonely struggle with the fish in the sea and his victory and his defeat. It's just excellent, and it's steeped with metaphor and just a very, very good read. Hemingway himself was a great sportsman. As a little fun fact about him, he actually had a friend that he used to go drink in bars with, and his friend was kind of a rough rouser and would get into fights. And when he would bite off more than he could chew, he would call over Ernest Hemingway, and Ernest Hemingway would beat the guys up for him. I think that was James Joyce, actually, that would do that. Another one of those lost generation authors, James Joyce. Ernest Hemingway was a sportsman for life, and he very frequently portrayed sportsmen in his books, hunters and bullfighters, things like that. Tough at times, primitive people whose, you know, courage and honesty are set against the brutal ways of modern society, which is very reflective of the way that he saw the world, and very reflective of the time he spent in World War I. And I think he's just a very interesting character study, and he did unfortunately end up committing suicide after probably struggling with a lifetime of what we would now call PTSD. It's wasn't as well understood back in his day, but we understand, you know, the trauma that you see in war a lot of times can lead to post-traumatic stress disorders, and that's probably what he suffered a lot from, and he did end up taking his own life. I don't want to end it on that note, but he did end up also winning a Nobel Prize, and his writing is remembered as some of the greatest ever written, and although his books are melancholy, they are excellent reads, and he is a fascinating character study, and I would just encourage really anybody that has even a passing interest in literature or especially World War I to go read a little bit about Ernest Hemingway. And happy birthday to you, Mr. Hemingway. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Coming up next, we do have a Fox News update.